Very nice too. It must be nice to be posh and wealthy, you know. His den. Yeah, you've just got to make your way up the hill, mountain climbing. And I wanted particularly to pass on to you some of the thoughts then that we thought it would be wise. It's now been almost 2.5 years that you've been without a pastor. I've been your moderator, and my main role is to help you help facilitate you finding a new pastor and to give you some oversight. And Jack took, from New Haven was the moderator before then. And in all that time, we've only looked at one person. There is a shortage of people coming into ministry in the Baptist Church. I'm hoping that's going to change, but there are definitely a shortage of people coming looking for ministry. So at a human level, it's much harder. But we had a long chat about the situation, Rose, didn't we? And your leaders, and I think we felt that we want to refresh the church's profile online. It's been there a long time, and you know, after a long time, you sort of bypass things like that if you're looking. So we're going to take it down for a little while and have a look at it. In fact, I think Rob may ask a couple of people that have come recently to give us little quotes that we might put up. Why you've come to Downs Baptist Church? You can only say nice things now. So, but we may or may not use those, and we may seek the help of a friend of mine who's a professional writer to see if it can be reduced down. It's quite a long wordy document, and I think we find today most people tend to read shorter things. So that's to bring up to date. So we've only received one. Other churches nearby have seen more people. You know that you're at a slight disadvantage that you don't have a building and you haven't had, and obviously the church is smaller than it used to be. So they're all things to consider. So Gareth's going to organise a time of prayer for this, which is important. But so be mindful of it. So we're going to, if you're all right with that, we'll take down the website for a little while. Also, I've asked the deacons for us to have a closer look at how we might fund a pastor as well. Because clearly, if the guy we looked at had come, there were serious problems with how to fund that. And we've looked at it. And perhaps one of the things I learnt from my previous church is some more creative ways of releasing money for the kingdom of God. They call them revenue streams, I think, in today's world. But so we may in time be bringing a couple of proposals to you in the autumn as to how that might happen. But what we want to say, and I want to say to you, I think the church is in really good heart. Would you agree?
Yes.
And actually, if you cast your mind back to the end of the last pastorate, and I was just saying this morning, Gareth estimates that the church has probably grown by as much as 30%. Our little church here has grown, which is, without a pastor, without a building, why are people coming? Well, I think some of you know the answer to that. But just want you to know that your leaders are on the case for you to pray, and that the Lord has his hand on the right person at the right time. So I thought I just wanted to bring that to you. Has anyone got any questions they'd like to ask about pastorate? No? Let me just pray now for us. Lord, we do believe that at the right time, you have the right person to come to be the pastor of your people here. But we thank you for all the gifts that you've put within this fellowship. We thank you for Gareth and his leadership and the leadership of the fellow leaders as we help steer this ship sometimes through troubled waters. But we thank you for the blessing of growth in this place. We thank you that you are a God who doesn't leave us alone or abandoned, that you are where two or three gather together, you are here in our midst. So Lord, we commit this pastorate situation to you. Keep us faithfully looking to you. There might be a shortage nationally, but we pray that will change. But we know that you have not left us alone, but we feel and sense your presence with us. Lord, hear our prayers, and thank you for your blessings to us. Amen. That's you, Rose. Can I have my Bible back now?
Of course you can.
Are you sure? Thank you.